Well, the fight for the restoration of our British citizenship has now gained new heights. There was mention in the Queen's speech last year, which was a significant way forward, and also we have people ranging from Archbishop Desmond Tutu in South Africa to islanders themselves here in Ascension, lobbying to Prime Minister Tony Blair. Well, I spoke to Basil George, the chairman of the Citizenship Commission, and I asked him, how did the commission feel about this news?
Before I go on to say anything about that, just to say how extensive this lobbying has been, is not just being, we're very appreciative of our present bishop, who's strongly behind the whole issue of citizenship, and it's his influence that's come about because of the connection with the church. But also, our own councillors have been lobbying as well. And when Councillor Eric George and Stetson George, when they went to the UK, they actually took a petition from the students at Prince Andrew School and presented it to the minister when they had this meeting with the other dependent territories. So from the outset, I'd like to say that there have been a lot of people, including our own saints on Ascension and the Falklands. But to answer your question, yes, we've moved forward a significant step with the mention of citizenship in the Queen's speech. The other major thing now, in fact, the final thing that has to happen to clinch this whole thing, is to have a bill passed in the British Parliament. And we had a fax in from Bob Russell, who was being elected the chairman of the all-party group that's looking after St. Helena's interests. And three of them went and saw Baroness Symons. Baroness Symons was the previous one, Baroness Scotland. And they had a very good meeting. And in the email, Bob Russell said, Baroness Scotland and her team at the Foreign Office are all behind the whole citizenship issue. So this is good news. So we, in the same way that we all lobbied, to try and get mention in the Queen's speech. We now, he's advised us, the thing we need to do now, all of us, all the saints, all the interested people, must now lobby to have a bill put before Parliament in this session. Because we're in competition, the bill for citizenship is in competition with all the other bills that have got to go through. So we must make our voice heard to get this bill put in this session of Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we all know that we are a unique case here because our rights were taken away with the 91 bill.
Mm.
But to make this case now a one-off case, if you can call it that, we need to do more extensive lobbying?
Yes, we need to. And what's happened now is that Britain is looking at citizenship for all the dependent territories. We were very worried that we would get dragged down with a lot of issues in the Caribbean territories, particularly that weren't relevant to St. Helena. But in a meeting in December with the governor, he explained that no, this is something quite separate. The citizenship is quite separate from other issues. So we were very pleased to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So we are separated now from the other dependent territories, regaining their or asking for their citizenship.
No, not at all. It's a total package, but the package doesn't include other issues. So the British government is putting through the one bill for everybody, including the Falklands as well. They're tidying up the whole thing and putting the one bill through.
Mm-hmm. Just looking into the future, with all these influential friends that have been lobbying the Prime Minister, do you think that we could have an early settlement to this issue now?
If we can persuade the Prime Minister that our case is strong, and it is strong, no question, it's a human rights issue, can persuade the Prime Minister and his cabinet that this bill is put before Parliament in this session, in this present parliamentary session, according to Bob Russell, that it's a non-controversial bill and shouldn't take time. And that will be it as far as citizenship is concerned. That will be it after all these years, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. And do you have hope that it will get in this session?
To be honest, I've got no idea. I don't know how the whole thing works in the UK. I've got no idea. But one thing I do know, if we don't do nothing, it won't get in. that I do know. So it's left to us all of. It's not a matter just for one or two people. It affects all St. Helenians. So we've got a bulletin in the news sheet this week. I hope it can get in, asking All Saints to lobby as they did previously.
Mm-hmm. And this will be direct lobbying with the Prime Minister.
It should go directly. It's a lobbying to the Prime Minister now.
And that was Basil George, the chairman of the Citizenship Commission. Well, as Basil just said, one of the people who wrote to the Prime Minister was Bishop John, who actually got a direct reply.
That's right, yes. I had an advantage because I travelled from Cape Town with these three MPs, and we were able to talk a lot about the thing, and they themselves encouraged me to write to the Prime Minister, which I did, urging that it should be included in the Queen's speech. And also, they suggested I managed to get other people to write as well. So I got in touch with the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was also very supportive, and I did eventually get a letter from him, and he knew that Tony Blair had written to me as well, so they'd obviously discussed this. And I got several other people, prominent people, to sort of write, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Mm-hmm. What sort of reply did you get back from Mr. Blair, sir?
Well, he seemed to be very sympathetic, but pointed out that there were problems in, as far as parliamentary time was concerned. We did manage to get mention in the Queen's speech, which meant that the legislation could be actually drawn up that was necessary. I tried to get St. Helena dealt with separately as a separate bill, but he said that he didn't feel that there was anything that merited that in his reply. In other words, they were not going to let St. Helena be dealt with on its own. He felt that it should be dealt with along with all the other dependent territories.
So does the prospects look good for an early settlement of this whole issue, or will we still have to wait, I think, until 2002?
Well, I couldn't answer, but all I do know, sometimes what happens is that other bills and are not ready in time, and sometimes that means that there is a slot, and I think perhaps one ought to lobby a bit now and write letters to try and, you know, stress the importance of getting this thing done as soon as possible, and if there is a slot, make certain that it gets put in. And which we will be able to do if the legislation is drawn up.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Archbishop Desmond Tutu just now. I understand that he also had a reply from Prime Minister Blair.
That's right. He's in Atlanta at the moment since he retired from looking after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. He went to do some lecturing there. And he's in touch with me quite often, actually, and he did mention he'd received a reply from Tony Blair.
And that was Bishop John. Well, just a short while ago, I managed to track down Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who, as the bishop just said, at the moment is in Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S. of A. He told me about what he's been doing on our behalf.
It was just continuing a support that the Synod of Bishops and indeed our provincial synod of the Church of the Province of Southern Africa had given to your previous bishop, John Rushton, when he set up a commission. And I was just continuing because I had something of an entree having met the British Prime Minister previously.
What kind of reply did you get back from the British Prime Minister, Your Grace?
It was a friendly reply. In it I had said, I mean, that they had already gone a very long way in that the decision had been taken to restore British citizenship to people from whom it had been unfairly taken, but that they had not prepared the legislation to put into effect a decision that they had already taken. And I urged him, I wrote before the present session of Parliament started, and I wrote and suggested that I hoped he would make space for the legislation to be considered, and that we were much looking forward to hearing in Her Majesty's speech from the throne a reference to this forthcoming legislation. The reply that I got from the Prime Minister was that they were very deeply concerned about the matter, but that the issues, he said, were fairly complex and required that the draftsmanship should be very, very meticulous, and that they had not had the parliamentary time available for this legislation to have been brought before Parliament for Parliament's consideration.
What are your feelings on this particular issue, Your Grace, that through this British Nationality Act of 1981, St. Helenians have become second-class citizens by law?
Oh, I've got to tell you, I mean, that, and it was not just my own personal feeling, although, as you probably might know from our records in opposition to apartheid, that any suggestion of injustice to any people would fill me with a great deal of revulsion. I want you to know that our synod of bishops and our provincial synod, the highest legislative body of our church, shared our very, very real disgust at the action that had been taken in Britain to deprive St. Helenians of their British citizenship, and we were four square behind behind Bishop John Ruston in his agitation that this wrong should be righted, and I am still ready to do my little bit to ensure that justice is done to some truly wonderful people, the saints.
Your Grace, it's been very nice talking to you, and thank you for taking the time out to talk to me. In St. Helena?
Yes. To say that I am very sorry not to have had the opportunity when I was Archbishop to visit the island. Thank you very much for all your wonderful support and your commitment to our Lord. And thank you for sending us, whenever you were able to do so, such very good representatives to Provincial Synod. And all the reports that we had from Bishop John Ruston, and as I'm sure we would be getting from Bishop John Salt, have filled us with a great deal of joy about your commitment to our Lord and your wonderful warmth and hospitality, and we want to wish all of you God's richest blessings for this new year, new century, and new millennium. God bless you.
Your Grace, thank you very much. And as I said earlier, it has been an honor talking
to
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And it was Archbishop Desmond Tutu, on the telephone all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. And Councillor Eric George has also been lobbying on our behalf. In fact, he has been in the correspondence with Bob Russell MP. Councillor George told me all about it.
Well, that was simply to try and address the issues that that Ireland faces. And we discussed this at the with the visiting team from DFID, and their terms of reference didn't include the economic and social aspect of St. Helena, that certainly not in the form that the funds were provided. And I gave notice that this is what I should be doing, and I did it. And in fact, I contacted Mr. Russell, who is the chairman of the All Party Parliamentary Group, looking into St. Helena's problems. And he responded with a short email saying that he was being involved with Ann Winterton and John Cummings. John Cummings, of course, who we know quite well here. Mm-hmm. And they met there with Baroness Scotland, and it was a very well conducted meeting, and they were all happy about it. But he reckons that we must concentrate on writing brief letters to the Prime Minister now. In other words, when I was there a month or two ago, people were saying that although it is acknowledged that the Foreign Office and Home Office had to carry out some groundwork in order to get this bill to the House, they felt, and MPs felt quite strongly, that we should continue to pursue the issue, continue all the time to make sure that it's not forgotten. And now Bob Russell's, even on the 24th of January, when I heard my reply from him, insisted that we should continue to write to the Prime Minister. And I'm pleased to say that I did just caught the mail in the last ship, and I shall be faxing a copy of that to Mr. Russell for his distribution to wherever necessary. Because I feel if we leave this thing in abeyance or let it drag on, Britain has got problems of their own, and you can only look at the news today. Ireland, it's lifted its head again. And we have to keep knocking on the door. It may be a nuisance to these people, but I'm afraid that we as St. Helenians and we as members of council must live up to our role, our commitment. You see, it all started with council in November 1997 being invited by the minister at the time. And that was one of the first things that took priority in our visit. Followed by the second lot of people, six councillors, 6 months later. They also chose that as a priority. I went several times after that, and that was the main reason why we went to discuss this issue, the last one being November, mm-hmm. where we discussed the white paper, response to the white paper, and citizenship. Mm-hmm. And it was announced, as you know, not until the year 2001. Well, members of Parliament feel that they can't understand why. So all we're asking is that the Prime Minister should use his influence and as the, whenever there's a slot, because members don't see this taking up much of the parliamentary time, because people are for this. All it needs is to get to the House. I mean, I don't quite know the role of Parliament, but I do know that if we leave it alone and let it rest, then I think that we could lose more than we gain. And it's for this reason that whenever opportunity arises, I will mention it.
And that was Councillor Eric George.